It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm Priyanka Tiwari with WHYY News. Governor John Shapiro announced he is extending the lives of two Western Pennsylvania coal-fired power plants that had been slated to close in 2028, citing demand from data centers. Keystone and Conemaugh generating stations in Indiana and Armstrong counties will now stay open. Under an agreement with the state, the plants will have more time to meet new water pollution standards or face fines of up to $1,500 a day. Patrick McDonald of Penn Future, an environmental group, says those fines aren't enough.
They really, really are small amounts compared to the windfall profits that they stand to make in the energy market.
The agreement gives the plant 60 days to submit permit applications for new pollution controls. Some New Jersey lawmakers want to reverse new state rules meant to protect shore properties and residents from climate change. The rule would require homes and businesses to be 4 feet higher than current elevation standards. But a resolution in the legislature could push state environmental officials to revise or drop the rule. Republican Assemblyman Paul Kenitra represents coastal Monmouth and Ocean counties. He said during a hearing Wednesday that he's worried the rule will raise costs for working-class homeowners renovating their homes.
Does it protect people if they can no longer afford to live in their own homes?
Supporters of the new rule say flood damage could be more costly. If the resolution fails, the higher elevation standards will go into effect in July. Bimbo Bakeries, the company behind Sara Lee and Little Bites, has moved its U.S. corporate headquarters from the Philly metro to Texas, a move the company says will promote long-term growth. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The move to Dallas will put Bimbo closer to its global corporate office in Mexico City. According to a release from Bimbo, most of its senior leadership team was already working at the Texas location. Bimbo also notes Dallas is already a significant market with multiple bakeries, sales centers, and distribution facilities. The company will continue to maintain a presence in the Philadelphia area through its Conshohocken Sales Center and regional operations. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Police in Philadelphia have identified the man they say is responsible for a 2024 mass shooting on the 4th of July. One person was killed and others were hurt after the person opened fire in a drive-by shooting that spanned two blocks in Southwest Philadelphia. 2 years later, police say they've identified the suspect as 19-year-old Nassim Sills, and they are looking for help in apprehending the suspect. Anyone with information on Sills' whereabouts is asked to contact the authorities. It is 9:07, 52 degrees in Philadelphia, sunny and breezy today. Our high will be near 78, and this is WHYY News in Philadelphia. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Thank you for listening to Morning Edition.